The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
99.7 DJX, sneaky banger alert. The Weeknd and Post Malone are up to something thanks to a Instagram post from Post Malone of a 7-second audio clip. That's all.
Oh, I'm
get.
Ready. I'm ready for it. That sounds exactly up my alley. Like, I'm ready for it. That's the kind of sound alike. Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't really have much in the way of information, and I think that's the way Post intends it. But we'll tell you more when we find out. All right. 99.7 DJX. Yeah. All right. So setting the bar story, Kelly. What would a setting the bar story be to someone who's never heard one?
Well, we say setting the bar because it's like a little hurdle that we set it so low to the ground. We're pretty confident you can jump over it, metaphorically speaking.
Sure.
And have a great day.
If you can manage to make it through the day without escaping authorities hours after you've been captured, you're doing okay.
Okay. All right. So we got caught and we got away?
Yep. So this is out of North Carolina, right?
Uh-huh.
And we're looking for Todd.
Todd is on the run.
Todd got captured by authorities.
All right, so what did Todd do to get captured in the first place?
Well, all Todd did was just escape in the first place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, all right. So Todd got captured, and I guess you could say recaptured, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, even the authorities said, you know, we got him cornered. And then one guy watched a video on YouTube on how to actually close in and grab him.
Like, okay, we had to watch a video on YouTube to figure it out?
We did.
Todd have a unique quality that maybe we need special information from YouTube?
Yeah, Todd's a llama.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Here's the authorities talking about this.
So they captured him and loaded him onto a trailer, took him away. But guess what? He's on the loose again.
No, not again. Damn it, Todd.
It was taken to Red Dog Farm where it was going to remain for the stray hold for the owners to come. I was actually told that he escaped from there as well.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's on the loose again in Stokesdale.
So
Todd is a crafty llama. He really is. He's all like the Tom Cruise from Mission Impossible kind of. He's like the Ethan Hunt of llamas, isn't he?
Yeah. So if you, I mean, I guess maybe this is a, hey, if you happen to be in the North Carolina area and you see Todd running around, you may want to give the authorities a call because they're looking for him.
He might be somewhere near Stokesdale, is what they say. So if you're near Stokesdale, be on the lookout for Todd the llama, who's living his best life, just roaming free. He's writing his own ticket right now.
So he's on the loose again in Stokesdale.
He's on the loose again in Stokesdale.
You know what? I'm rooting for him. I don't want him to get captured again. I want Todd to go, like, live his best llama life somewhere, find a Mrs. Todd, and they have, like, little Mr. Todd babies, and I think this is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, maybe Todd is, like, writing his own story right now, and I dig that about him. Like, we need to have, like, one of those Homeward Bound movies starring Todd the llama.
This, that police officer who was talking reminds me of this lady from North Carolina, too.
A weekend wave of snow will mean less people on the slick roads.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and...
And we're gonna look for Todd.
Eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Yeah. So, anyways, setting the bar. If you can manage.
Which, that, by the way, that's showing up as audio on TikTok that you can, like, make videos to. It's kind of amazing.
Oh, the fat and sassy?
Yes.
Oh, I love that. So, yeah, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without escaping authorities, Todd, hours after you've been captured, Todd, and you're doing okay.
No, but you know what? I want Todd to keep running. Keep running, Todd.